Welcome to The Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. As we begin the second month of 2018, it is pertinent that we are still on track with our goal of total surrender to God's will. How productive was your January? Today, Bobby Bosler presents a checkpoint to help you see where you have grown and where you still need to grow this month.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, where my family has been gathered for the last several weeks as we've prepared for the arrival of our brand new son, Jude Elliott Bosler. We're very excited about this new addition to our family. Jude means praise, and it's our desire that his life would bring praise to the Lord. Elliott is a derivative of Elijah, which means my God is the Lord. And also the reason why we chose Elliott was one of the reasons is Jim Elliott was a missionary and a man of God that both my wife and I have been impacted by in his life and ministry. He's the man who said he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Jim Elliott is also one who is recorded as saying, light these idle sticks of my life and may they burn for thee. I seek not a long life, but a full one like you, Lord Jesus. And I know for me, the testimony of Jim Elliott has been something that's burned in my soul. He's a man who is radically abandoned and surrendered to the will of God. And that is our prayer for our brand new son, that he would be completely and totally surrendered to the will of God. And I know that's your heartbeat as well, to be radically surrendered to Jesus. And that's why you're listening to this podcast. We're also this weekend starting training for our team to head back out on the road and do the war. We're going to be all over the Southwest, Texas. We'll be in Arizona. We'll be in Missouri, Iowa, and Alabama here this semester. And we're very excited about all that God's going to be doing. If you think of it, pray for us. You can head over to thewar.team, T-E-A-M, and follow our progress there and see where we're going to be. And I appreciate your prayers. Now, I mentioned just our desire for our son and our desire to be used by the Lord here this semester. And I think all of us would recognize ultimately, if you're listening to this podcast, if you want to live a life of surrender to God, you want to please God. And, you know, I've been studying, I just started a study in Colossians not too long ago, and I've been looking at a couple verses, kind of just meditating on these verses the last couple days. And in Colossians chapter 1, Paul is speaking to a group of people that he actually hasn't had a ton of contact with, but a man that he led to Christ actually went and planted this church in Colossae, which is in Asia Minor, which I could spend a whole podcast talking about reproducing, multiplying ministry, but I won't for the sake of time here. But he's talking to this group of people, and he basically says, I heard about what happened, and boy, it just brought me such joy in my heart. And in verse 9, based on what he just said there, he says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, we heard about your salvation and all that God's been doing in your life, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. And you know, I think that if you've got a heart to please God, that phrase ought to resonate with you. He's praying for this group of newer believers that they would walk worthy, that their life would measure up to the Lord. And it says, unto all pleasing. And basically the idea of that is that you would walk worthy so that your life pleases God. And that, I think, is where we're all at. We want our lives to please God. Well, that brings the question, then, how do we do it? Or at the very least, what is that life that's pleasing to God look like? And now the next couple phrases I just want to point out here real briefly. I'm not going to get super in depth here, but just a couple things, a couple of metrics, if I could say, a couple of thermometers for whether your life has been pleasing to the Lord or not lately. And I trust this will be a help to you and a challenge to you. If these things have not been happening in your life, chances are your life has not been pleasing to the Lord because you've not been walking worthy of Him. And I'll tell you, it's easy to slip into mediocre Christianity. And so I'm going to be taking the test here right along with you. The first thing he says here is, unto all pleasing, verse 10, being fruitful in every good work. You know, God wants our works, what we do, the way we spend our time, our days, our hours, to be fruitful. Has your life been fruitful lately? Has it actually accomplished something in His kingdom? Now, when we think of the phrase fruitful there, we probably think of souls, and that certainly well could be the case. When's the last time you've talked to somebody about Jesus? Oh boy, it's so easy to get into the day-in, day-out routine of life and totally forget to talk to somebody about the Lord. When's the last time that you actually asked somebody if they knew for sure their sins were forgiven and that they were on their way to heaven? You know, that's something that God wants us to be involved in. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, we were doing a follow-up visit from someone who had attended Vacation Bible School at my church here, and we went to visit a dad, actually, that I believe had come to Dad's Day, and rang the doorbell, the dad didn't come to the door, but a teenager did, and if you know anything about me, my mouth started salivating immediately, I began to talk to this young man, and I just asked him very simply, and I want you to remember these questions. I just simply asked him, hey, so if you died today, tomorrow, or 5 years from now, are you 100% for sure that all of your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, and that you're on your way to heaven? Well, this young man looked at me and said, I don't know for sure. And I said, well, tell me, what do you think a person has to do, has to depend on to receive forgiveness of sins and eternal life? And he said, I don't know. And I said, would I be able to take a couple of minutes and talk to you about it? He said, sure, come on in. Well, we spent the next, 30 minutes or so. I was really just literally reading through a gospel tract with him. And at the end, this young man bowed his head and prayed to receive Jesus as a Savior. His name is Sincere, and I do believe it was a sincere decision. I tell you what, I was so excited that God had used me there. And you know what? A life that is spent seeking the lost is a life that's pleasing unto Him. But even more than that, just a thought, has your life even been productive for Him at all? You know, it's so easy to waste time nowadays, isn't it? Maybe you're listening to this on a mobile device, a cell phone or something like that. Does this device waste your time? You know, I don't think it pleases God when we spend all day long wasting time on profitless endeavors. God wants our lives to count for something. Okay, so first metric, have you been doing things that count for eternity? Have you been fruitful in every good work? Next phrase here, he says, and increasing in the knowledge of God. You know, again, I'm kind of running out of time here, but increasing and the knowledge of God, you know, isn't it interesting that sometimes we feel like we get to a plateau in our relationship with Him? Oh, yeah, you know, I went to the Cola Clash Plus last year, and I made some decisions, and I felt so close to God, and I'm doing good. I'm close to the Lord. Okay, don't point to something God did in your life 4 months ago. Are you increasing in your knowledge of Him? Are you drawing closer to Him every day? Is He showing you new things out of the Bible on a regular basis? Now, okay, not every morning is a mountaintop experience. Okay, Elijah didn't have Mount Carmel every day of his life, But are you drawing closer to him? Are you making an effort to walk with Jesus? Are you spending time with him? Are you getting to know him? Can I tell you, that pleases him when you draw nigh to God? Okay, so are you doing things? Are you working for him? Are you getting close to him, drawing closer, increasing in your knowledge and relationship with him? Verse 11, strengthened. This is the third one, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Oh, wow. Are you accessing his strength? Are you accessing his power for victory today? You know, God does not want our lives to be an example of powerlessness. God doesn't want us to be the shining examples of what it means to live in defeat, if I can say it that way. God wants us victorious, and we can only find victory through his supernatural strength. That's why one of the pillars of the generation is total dependence. We cannot do what God has called us to do. God has called us to victory. We've got to yield and surrender to his will. His will is for us to be in victory, but we need to tap into his strength by depending on him. You know how you know you're not depending on him? You're not in victory. You know, when's the last time you blew up at your brothers or sisters? Was it recently? You know what that points out? You know, the silver lining of failure there in that situation is this. God showed you that you weren't depending on me. You weren't accessing my strength. You know, have you fallen in your internet viewing lately? Have you struggled with following the leaders God has put in your life? Have you found yourself drifting in your thought life to things that don't please the Lord? Have you found yourself saying things or doing things that you know wouldn't please God? Again, those issues are not the issue. The foundational issue is you weren't depending on the Lord and yielding to him in those circumstances and for those temptations. And you know, God wants our lives to be lives that please him. God's will for those Christians there in Colossae was that their lives would exemplify Christ. In fact, later on in the book, he's going to talk about the fact that the fullness of the Godhead is exhibited, is available to us in Jesus. We're filled in him. Jesus is all you need to please him. So how about it? Have you been working for him, drawing closer to him in dependence upon him? If you have, you know what? Your life has been pleasing to God. If not, well, you know what? Why don't you make some goals, set some goals for some things that you can do of eternal value this coming week? Why don't you set some goals of spending some extra time with him, and why don't you depend on him to give you victory in those areas that have been plaguing you? And I tell you what, that's a life that's pleasing to the Lord. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.